You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 14, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Prosecutors have cleared Florida officer Dee Bowers of criminal charges after he punched and dragged black college student William McNeil Jr. from his car during a traffic stop. The state attorney's office concluded that Bowers' actions did not constitute a crime. They stated that the traffic stop was lawful and the use of force justified. Bowers stopped McNeil for failing to turn on his headlights and buckle his seatbelt. This occurred after observing his SUV near a house under surveillance for drug activity. Prosecutors stated that Bowers gave McNeil a dozen lawful commands, which he disobeyed. This conclusion was based on body camera footage, interviews with officers, and McNeil's statements. William McNeil Jr.'s lawyers, Ben Crump and Harry Daniels, condemned the decision. They called the report an attempt to justify the officer's actions. They stated that they expected nothing less, especially after Sheriff Waters announced his conclusions weeks before the report's release. Crump and Daniels plan to request that the U.S. Department of Justice investigate the incident and the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. They believe local authorities are unwilling to seek justice. They describe the incident as brutality and not law enforcement. They emphasize that McNeil was calm and compliant, yet subjected to violence over a questionable traffic violation. McNeil's lawyers highlighted that the video shows McNeil with his hands up and not resisting before being dragged out. Additionally, he was accused of not having headlights on, despite it being daytime. The viral video of the arrest has reignited concerns about racial bias in traffic stops and the use of force by the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. The traffic stop has reopened questions about how JSO treats black residents and the wisdom of pretextual traffic stops. Data from over 3 years of traffic stops in Jacksonville indicates that black drivers are ticketed more frequently for minor traffic violations. The officer involved in McNeil's stop did not issue any headlight citations in 2025, but did issue seatbelt citations unevenly. The incident serves as a reminder of how cell phone video can offer a different account of events compared to police reports. McNeil's attorney, Harry Daniels, stated that the traffic stop was racially motivated and unlawful. This directly links the incident to racial bias. The articles draw parallels between McNeil's arrest and other instances where black motorists recorded violent traffic stops. Sheriff T.K. Waters defended his agency's handling of the arrest and downplayed the role of racism. Waters stated that reasonable people will understand more context when viewing the entire incident. He acknowledged that cameras only capture what can be seen and heard. Waters stated that he does not believe there is a system in place to stop people from succeeding in the U.S. in 2025. He added that so much context and depth are absent from recorded footage. McNeil's attorneys are using body camera footage to argue that an officer had his gun pointed at McNeil while he was still in the car. This detail might not be clear in the cell phone footage. McNeil's lawyers emphasize that cell phone video can show a different version of events than police reports. McNeil's attorney accused the sheriff of selectively releasing some body cam video to influence public perception. Discrepancies exist between the police account and video evidence regarding McNeil's actions during the stop. Police claimed McNeil reached towards his floorboard, where an unsheathed knife was later found. However, McNeil's cell phone video and police body camera footage do not show him reaching for anything before the window was broken. The video shows McNeil asking why he was pulled over and requesting a supervisor. He then closed his door after being told to exit. The officer warned McNeil that he would break the window if he did not comply. He then smashed the driver's side window and struck McNeil. McNeil was punched again by the first officer after being pulled from the car and pinned to the ground. Officers told him to stop fighting as they handcuffed him. McNeil's lawyers stated that the officer shattered McNeil's car window and punched him in the face while yelling, "Exit the vehicle now," after McNeil asked for a supervisor again. Officer D. Bowers' report claims McNeil was reaching for the floorboard where a large knife was found. In contradiction, McNeil's attorney stated that the video shows McNeil never reaches for anything. A second officer observed that McNeil kept his hands up as Bowers smashed the window. Copyright, African Elements, 2025.